Today we're building a crunchy, old-school jungle-style impact route in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the fun way, by resampling. The goal here is not just to make a loud hit. We want something gritty, chopped, a little bit abused, and full of character, like it belongs straight in a dark roller, an early DNB intro, or a break-heavy jungle drop. Think of this as a three-part system. First, we need a source impact. That could be a kick and crash layer, a break slice, a metallic stab, a reversed amen hit, or even a Foley sound like a door slam or a pipe hit. Second, we build a crunchy processing route that adds saturation, dirt, punch, and texture. Third, we print that sound into a playable sample, usually in Sampler, so we can use it musically in the arrangement. The big idea is simple. Don't just design an impact. Print it, chop it, and make it part of the tune. Let's start with the source. Pick something short and percussive, ideally with a clear transient. Jungle and old-school DNB love hits that have a sharp front edge and a slightly noisy tail. If the source is too clean, that's totally fine. We're about to rough it up. Now set up your resampling route. The fastest way is to create an audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then trigger your source impact on another track and record the result. That gives you a direct print of whatever comes out of your processing chain. If you want more control, use a parallel route. Create a source track, a crunch bus, and a resample print track. Route the source into the crunch bus, then record the crunch bus into the print track. That way, the original stays untouched while you experiment, which is always a smart move when you're sound designing. Now for the crunch chain. A really solid starting point is a Q8, then saturator, then drum bus, then redux, then compressor, and finally utility. Start with EQ8. This is just cleanup and preparation. High pass anything unnecessary around 25 to 40 Hz if there's rumble. If the sound feels boxy, pull a little around 200 to 400 Hz. And if it needs more presence, a gentle boost somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz can help the attack pop before the distortion starts chewing on it. Next, saturator. This is where the old school crunch starts showing up. Push the drive somewhere in the range of plus 4 to plus 10 dB, turn soft clip on, and try analog clip or an S-curve. Keep an eye on the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it nastier in a controlled way. If the transient starts disappearing, back off the drive a bit and bring the bite back later. Then use drum bus. This is gold for jungle style smack. Try some drive, a little crunch, and maybe a touch of transience if you want more attack. Be careful with boom unless you really want extra low-end buildup. Drum bus can make the hit feel like it belongs in a break-heavy system, which is exactly the vibe we're after. After that, add redux. This is the texture module. Reduce the bit depth to somewhere around 8 to 12 bits, and lower the sample rate until you hear that gritty digital edge. You can add a little jitter if you want the sound to feel unstable and rough around the edges. Just don't go too far unless you want it deliberately trashed. For mix-friendly jungle, a little redux goes a long way. Then use a compressor to tighten the whole chain back up. A ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, is a good starting point. You're aiming for a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to keep the hit punchy after all the distortion and bit reduction. Finish with utility for gain staging and stereo control. You can keep the width at 100% if you want, but for a lot of jungle impacts, mono is your friend, especially if you want the transient to stay solid in the center and survive on smaller systems. Use the gain to keep the level under control before you print. Now record the processed impact. Arm your resample track, trigger the source, and capture the full tale. Don't settle for one version. Print a few variations. Record one that's slightly undercooked, one that's hotter, and one that's a little more clipped or aggressive. That gives you options later, and options are everything in sound design. Once it's recorded, open the audio clip and trim it up. Cut the start tightly so the transient hits immediately. Remove any silence before the impact. If the end clicks, add a tiny fade. If the tail is too long and muddies up the groove, trim it back. For jungle, you want punch, grit, and a quick decay that leaves room for the break to breathe. Now we turn that print into a playable texture. Drag the resampled audio into a MIDI track and let Sampler load it. For a straight impact, use one-shot mode. If you want more control over the sample start and end, classic mode is great. If you want to chop the hit into micro texture, slice mode can get really interesting. For a chunky impact, keep the voice count low, use no warp unless you specifically need time manipulation, and make the amp envelope short with no sustain. If you're working with a crunchy tail and want it to feel more animated, adjust the start and end points, so you're isolating the grittiest part. You can even use a filter envelope so each trigger opens and closes a little differently, which helps the sound feel alive instead of static. This is where we make it feel like jungle, not just generic sound design. Placement matters. Put the impact on the downbeat after an intro riser. Use it just before the drop. Try it on the last quarter of bar 4 as a lead-in. Layer it with a snare fill. Drop it under an amen chop for a brutal accent. The same sound can feel totally different depending on where it sits in the arrangement. A classic D&B trick is to make it part of the drum groove. Layer the impact under the snare on 2 and 4, or use it to accent break chop transitions. You can also double it with a low kick thump, or place it just before the drop for anticipation. If it feels late, nudge it earlier by a few milliseconds. That tiny timing move can make a huge difference in jungle, where the pocket and momentum are everything. Now let's add some old-school space and attitude. Send a version to reverb with a short decay, maybe around half a second to just over a second, and keep the pre-delay small, around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the return so the low end doesn't get muddy. A subtle echo send can also give you that dubby tail without washing out the hit. And if you want movement, automate an auto filter over the tail, so it opens or closes as the sound decays. A really strong move is to print two versions, one dry and crunchy, one wet and smeared. Then layer them together. The dry one gives you the punch, and the wet one gives you atmosphere. That's a classic jungle move, and it works because the contrast makes the hit feel bigger without just making everything louder. To make the impact feel truly integrated with your track, compare it against the full drum loop, not just solo. That's important. A hit that sounds huge by itself can fight the bass line, the kick, or the snare once everything is playing. If the low end gets cloudy, high pass it a little more. If the transient feels weak, add a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz, or use drum bus transients to bring the bite back. You can also make a whole family of varinations from the same source. Try one clean and punchy version, one dirty crushed version, one dark and filtered version, and one ghost version that's quiet, bandpassed, or reversed. Load them into Simpler or a rack and use them across different sections of the track. That way, your impacts evolve with the arrangement instead of repeating the exact same hit over and over. If you want to go further, try multi-pass resampling. Print a clean crunch first, then process that print again with more clipping or bit reduction, then resample a third time with filtering and envelope shaping. That layered history can make the sound feel more authentic and more alive than one huge processing chain slammed all at once. Another great trick is pitch families. Take one printed impact and make a version at the original pitch, one down 3 semitones, one down 7 semitones, and maybe one up 5 semitones for tension. Now you've got a small palette of usable hits from one source, which is perfect for jungle and D&B arrangement work. For placement in the track, think about utility. Use a filtered, roomy version in the intro as a signature moment. Put a sequence of increasingly degraded impacts before the drop to build tension. Use the heaviest version once at the top of the drop, then switch to a lighter variation so the ear doesn't get fatigued. And in breakdowns, let the impact breathe with more space around it. Sometimes the same sound feels much bigger just because there's less happening around it. A few coach notes before we wrap up. Print at multiple gain stages, not just one perfect pass. Watch the transient after every nonlinear device, because saturation, redux, and drum bus can flatten the front edge faster than you think. Keep the low band disciplined, especially if the sound starts making fake sub after distortion. Use the resample as raw material, not final audio. Trim it, pitch it, reverse it, and relayer it. And check mono compatibility early, because jungle drums and bass are already busy enough without stereo smear stealing the punch. So here's your challenge. Take one source hit and build 4 versions. Make a punch version, a trash version, an atmosphere version, and a ghost version. Resample each one separately, load them into Simpler or a rack, and program an 8-bar loop using all 4. Then render the loop, bring it back into live, and see if any accidental textures become new material. That's how you turn one idea into a whole palette of jungle ammo. That's the playbook. Start with a solid impact, crunch it, print it, chop it, and make it speak in the arrangement. That's how you get those gritty old-school D&B moments that feel purposeful, alive, and properly heavy.